Today I've gone down to Carnaby Street to catch up with our latest aerial winners, Maria Suzu Machado and Claire Stokes. Hello ladies.
Hi.
And congratulations on winning an aerial award.
Yay, thank you.
So the win is for KFC. Do you want to talk to us a little bit about the script and your approach to writing it?
First of all, really excited to win. Very exciting. We were actually in String and Tins when we saw the email come through, so that was a nice little moment to celebrate with the guys. Writing the script and coming up with the idea was really enjoyable. This was a really, really fun one to work on. It was really fun working in the Colonel's voice, practicing our Southern accents. was really fun. And also working with Joe from String and Tins to make the music and make everything fit in the music was, I guess, just one of the funner experiences that we get a chance to work on something like that.
That's really encouraging to hear, and certainly when I do talk to people who enjoy working on radio, they always say that the production is quite a lot of fun. You actually get to roll your sleeves up and get really involved in the process. And from the aerials, KFC have actually won in the past. Were you involved in that process at all in the original script? Or?
No, so previously Jack and George from BBH won the aerials, so that was really inspiring to us. I think to write a song in the Colonel's voice was a really great brief and something that was quite a big learning curve. Like, it's one thing writing a script, but another thing writing a script to fit in time with a song and with a rhythm and a beat and a guitar. It was quite a challenge, but something that Joe at String and Tins really helped us with, so it's good.
It's also something that Ryan New, the judge, has picked up on this month, and he says that simple and effective with its cute little ditty, it's short and sweet. So I think Ryan's in agreement there. At Radio Centre, we definitely think that advertising that uses music, we see evidence that it is actually more effective, that people like to be entertained with songs, that it's kind of shorthand into people's subconscious, if you like. So no, we all really loved it, so congratulations. I'd like to talk to you a bit more broadly. Maria, I hear you have done voiceover work in the past. For radio.
I mean, I haven't done a ton, but I think it's just when we're doing some work and we need a voiceover, at least for a stand-in. I swear to God, most of our pieces of work have a draft somewhere with my voice on it, and then it was probably replaced by someone more experienced or less American sounding.
We like the American, and especially for KFC, I think there's definitely potential there. And ladies, I gather that we are recording this in Cannes Lions Week, and I gather that both of you are on an early flight out to Nice Airport tomorrow. Do you want to talk to us a little bit about the festival and what you plan to get up to?
We are. Well, I don't know. It's Maria's first time going, my second time, so I think we're really excited just to get out there and even if you're not going to the actual festivals, I still think it's a really inspiring atmosphere. You get to see a lot of work. We're going out with String and Tins as well, and we're going to the Straight Eight competition to see the viewings there. So I think it'll just be a really good week.
And why do you think awards are important for creatives?
I don't know if we have time for that, but
I think just really good exposure. A nice reward to ourselves, I guess, for working so hard.
But I also think it's a chance to... It's very easy to get your head down and just be so focused on what's in front of you when you're working that it's a really good chance to kind of look up and look around and see what all different kinds of creative talent are doing all over the place, which is also very inspiring.
And is there anyone in particular that you've got your eyes on? What do you think is going to do well this week at Cannes Lions?
I find it really hard to predict because if 2016 has shown us anything, I think it's that what you think is going to happen is not what ends up happening. So.
This is true. Okay, finally, I'm going to take a couple of questions about advertising. Why did you start to work in advertising? Why come into this crazy business?
So we met at uni on our uni course for creative advertising, which was quite a few years ago now. But I guess it's just one of those dream jobs that you hear about that doesn't seem like it's a real job until you get into it. And we've just had so much fun working on different brands, different briefs all the time, anything from, you know, TV to radio to print. It's just just been fun.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us, and congratulations again on your aerials win. And keep writing those ads, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.